There's halacha that one's not supposed to be making, one's not supposed to prepare from Shabbos for Yontif, or even from one day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif. So now when we have Yom Tovim coming up, and it's 2 days of Yom Tovim, a lot of times different situations come up where one may want to prepare something from one day for the next day. So one example is preparing the food for the next day, warming the food up, or cooking the food on Yom Tov Mitzvah to cook. So one would want to already start preparing the food, so it should be ready on time, that if the Ma'ariv, one could sit down and already begin the Suda. However, since there's the Isra of Achana, to prepare the food from one day for the next day would be Asa. If one would prepare it on the first day and then sit down to eat a portion from it, if it's something which is cooked in one pot, let's say a pot of soup, or something that you cook together in one pot, you just put the pot on at once, and someone would sit down to eat a portion of that, or two portions of that, on the first day, so then that would be mutzah, because it's considered like you were cooking it for today, and the leftovers you're leaving for tomorrow. If it's something like steaks or challahs, where each one's separate, then you cannot do this. You can't put in five challahs and say, okay, one I'll eat now and the four for later. In a case where one went away for the first day of Yontif, and now they want to bring back their pajamas and their stuff that they had with them on the first day and they need it for the second night, so that would be a question of a chana, carrying it from wherever it is to bring it back to where you're going to be for the second day, that would be a question of a chana. Over here, there's the Eitzah. If there are things that you need for today, if let's say I have my machzar or my mishnayis, my chumash, which I need for today, and I have that in the same bag as the pajamas, I put the pajamas which I'll need for tonight in the same bag as the machzar that I need for today, so then together in one bag, I could bring it to where I'm going and then learn from the machzor or learn from the chumash on during the day while it's still day. There are some other examples. Someone goes out to eat the first day sukkahs. So he has his dal minim with him. And he goes to his friend's, he goes straight from shul to his friend's house. Now he puts the dal minim down. And after the suda, he wants to leave. Could he take those dal minim with him back to his dira or back to the dormitory? In a way, it's preparing for the next day. You don't need any more for today. Over here, there's a different heter. If it's a possible hefsid, if there could be a loss to the person, a loss of money, then we matter hachana. So if he just leaves the lulav over there, the person who you're leaving by is not taking any achrayis for it. He could, if he wants, put it outside his door. So then, al tefsid, you could go and take that lulav with you and bring it back to your dormitory room. But these are shadows that do come up. One has to think about it. If they're leaving during the day to go eat out at night and not going to get to their host until the night, and they're bringing with them a bottle of wine towards the end of the day, it's nicker. And during the day, it's not nicker. You could use it today. Looks like you're going to use it for during the day. But if you're going towards the end of the day, looks like it's very clear that you're bringing it for the next day. That could also be a question. You may have to do that. As we said before, if it's being brought together with things that you need for today, that would be a eitzah. But this is something that a person has to be aware of and look out for. Good Shabbos.